Under the bill sponsored by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, donors would only have to list their occupation.
Having people say what they do for a living is much more important than saying where they work.
Voss says listing employers has led to boycotts in some cases. But Madison Assembly Democrat Therese Brousseau says some businesses encourage their workers to donate to candidates as a way to get around contribution limits.
And you get under the radar. And depending on the size of the business, it can be a sizable contribution to a candidate.
This has been an issue in the recent past. Railroad executive William Gardner pleaded guilty to two felonies in 2011 for illegally funneling donations through his employees to Governor Walker's campaign. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.